The Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. All right, so just before we start the Mishnah, a very, very, very brief hakdama. So we know that there's something called Hekdesh. If somebody wanted to donate money or something that had any value to Hekdesh, he could do so. In fact, Hekdesh would be Zoicha, encouraged. He was encouraged to. In fact, Hekdesh would be Kaina, whatever it was that you wanted to be Makna to Hekdesh, even without making a Kenyan. Meaning, although ordinarily, if Reuven wants to give something to Shimon, Shimon would have to do some sort of kinyan in whatever it is Reuven wants to give him. But as it relates to Hekdesh, Amir Legevayas Kemasir Lehadit. Somebody, Reuven says, I want to give something to Hekdesh, it's too late. Done. Hekdesh is Zeichet in it. Hekdesh owns it, meaning in addition to the Hilchas Nedarim, the fact that I promise something should go to Hekdesh, that would say now that I can't go ahead and violate and treat it as if it's Chulun. There's a Cheshem Mishpat component. Hekdesh actually becomes the owner, as if they would be Koinet. There's an Inyan of Gezel, which is Me'ilah. That's Talach. Now, there are two types of Hekdesh. There's Kachem Mizbeach, and there's Kachem Bedek Abayas. Broadly speaking, Kachem Mizbeach is when somebody's Makdesh something and he wants it to go L'Mizbeach. Obviously, it would have to be something that's right to go on the Mizbeach, such as an animal, such as shemen, soilus, yayin, something that could go on the Mizbeach, would be shayach to having the Kedusha known as Kachim Mizbeach. There's also called Kachim Bedek Abayis, which would really be everything else. Kachim Bedek Abayis is just kalim, gold, silver, copper, whatever it was that Bezdin, that Hekdesh would have needed for the Bedek Abayis, the maintenance, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be Kaddish as well. There are many different halachas between Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis. One other halacha, in Kachim Mizbeach itself, there are two levels, and this is important for today's daf. There's Kachim Mizbeach, where I was makdish something for the Mizbeach, and the thing itself that I was makdish is ready to go on the Mizbeach, and will go on the Mizbeach. So it's Kaddish L'Mizbeach, but the Kedusha is intrinsic. So I was makdish an animal, I want the animal to go to the Mizbeach. I want this actual animal to be karev on the Mizbeach. Then there's a concept of kachim Mizbeach where I don't want the thing itself to go on the Mizbeach, or the thing itself isn't kaddish for it to be right to go on the Mizbeach, but you need to do is you need to take the thing or sell it or be paid, and the value, the money that you're going to get in exchange is going to have to ultimately be used for Tzarchim Mizbeach. So in kachim Mizbeach, there's something that's called kedushas haguf, the guf itself, meaning it intrinsically is Kaddish, it in itself has to go on the Mizbeach, or you could have something that's Kachim Mizbeach, but it's only Kedushas Domen. Its value, so if it's worth $100, this animal represents $100 worth of value that ultimately has to go to fund the Mizbeach, but it in itself is not Kaddish intrinsically, so that in itself does not have to go on the Mizbeach.
But they both go under the category.
No, one is Kedushas Aguf the Mizbeach, and one is Kachay is Kedushas Dom the Mizbeach. We'll get into it a little bit more in the sukkah. Two other gemaras we need to know before we start. Today's daf primarily deals with what happens if somebody was makdish something that's roy to go on the Mizbeach, but he wasn't makdish it with the intent for it to go on the Mizbeach. He was makdish it with the intent to go with Bedek Habayis. So he said, I want this animal, but maybe don't be makr of the animal on the Mizbeach, but rather sell the animal and use the proceeds, or share the wool and use the wool for this and use this for that. That was basically what he said. Or what if he didn't say it mefurish? He was a makdish stan. He said, I have an animal. I said, I want all my nechasim to go to Hekdesh. So the gold, the silver, it's not going to be kodesh kachim Mizbeach, because gold doesn't go on the Mizbeach. You're not makr of gold anyways. What's that?
You can buy it.
No, I understand. No, you could. But it in itself is not going to be... Right, exactly. Yeah. There's no guf that's going to go on the Mizbeach. So the question is, what about the things that could go on the Mizbeach? Do we say that the things that could go on the Mizbeach are kachay, kedushas Mizbeach, the things that can't not? So that does. These are... That, I mean, that's really the topic of today's sugya. But just two important halachas that you have to know. Number one, the Gemara says, Tmura davzayin amadvez. Mikan omru, hamakdish tmimin lebedek habayis over basay. If somebody has an animal and he's makdish, he says, I want it to be kaddish, I want it to go lebedek habayis, he's over basay. Uminayin af beloisase, shenemar. It's even a loisase. So hamakdish tmimin lebedek habayis is over nasay, over a loisase. So even though there's a whole sugya, a whole black gemara today, about what happens if someone is makdish, an animal, but not lekdushas mizbeach, but rather lekotche bedek habayis, you should know it's something that's bediyevet. Because lekatchilo, gemara, tmuru, hamakdish, number one.
What if he didn't say it?
What are you going to say? You okay, say
it's learned that from a pasuk. Someone has an animal and you want to give it to the mizbeach. You want to give it to Hekdesh. You have to give it the kachem mizbeach. You can't give it the kachem vedek avayis. It's not allowed.
Okay.
You could. You could be mocked with something about the Gavayis, but something that could be Kaddish, the Mizbeach, you cannot be mocked with the Gavayis. That's the halacha. That's number one. Number two is another Gemara Tamura, Daflam and Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that the Gemara's Lashon is Hamatves Mimim Lebedek Abayis. Again, if somebody was mocked an animal Lebedek Abayis, Kishay Niftim, if you want to be Poida the animal, you want to redeem it, transfer the kedusha from the animal to money. Einon niftin elo lemizbeach. Shekol aroy lemizbeach in yoytzim de mizbeach la'olam. Ultimately, if you're going to be poida this, so you're going to, let's say you're makdish an animal. That's the nazmul. What's the nazmul to do with the animal? So they're going to be poida. They're going to sell it. Now the kedusha is going to transfer over to the money. The money has to be used on some level for kedushas mizbeach. So even though the hektish that's chal is kachi by the gabayis, but in the yoytzim de mizbeach la'olam says that on some level the money has to be used for kachi mizbeach. All right, so we'll. That's just a little bit of akdama, but we'll hopefully make sense of all these halachas today. Is that probably not? But we'll try. Zokta Mishnah, a makdish nechasov. If somebody was makdish all his nechasim, so he takes his entire estate and he makes it hektish. And within the state, he had things that were ra'oi to be used as a carbon sibor. So, for example, he had animals that could be brought as a carbon oilah, could be brought as the carbon tamid, the tamid shel shachar, or the tamid shel bein arbayim, or he had soilus that could be brought as or shemen, or different things that could be used for carbon sibor. So, what's the halacha? You nust dvarim aruin the carbon sibor. So now Bezdin has it. What do they do with those things? They can use it for the carbon sibor. Why can't they use it for the carbon sibor? Because the carbon tzibur had to be funded by machzis hashekel. This wasn't funded by the machzis hashekel. See, what they do is they give it to workers that worked in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how they paid their wages. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amalei Ben Azai told him, Einohi Amido, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because right now, if you're going to take the actual animal, let's say, and you're going to give it to a worker, the animal is hektish. How's the worker going to be able to use the animal? So first you have to be paid it, like we had in the previous Mishnah regarding the Moisek Torahs. First, we take money that's chulin in the value, in the amount that we're going to have to give the umnin. Then we take the Karbonet Sibur, we mechalal it on the money. So now the money becomes hektish. It's the Karbonet Sibur that now is chulin. Then we give the Karbonet Sibur to the umnin. And then we go ahead and we buy it back from them. Why do we do that? Why are we kashering again the Karbonet Sibur? The reason we're doing it is because we don't want the Karbonet Sibur to go to waste. The problem is we can't use it because it wasn't brought for the Machzah Shekel. So we finagle a situation that it will be brought for the Machzah Shekel. We pay it in and then we buy it back. You buy it back from the Truma Chadasha. You'll be able to use it for Karbanis Sibur. We saw this yesterday. The Gemara is going to say that this is referring to the Moisek Keteris. This whole Horesha of the Mishnah was the same Moisek Keteris that the last Mishnah discussed, that this is what you do with it. Next halacha. Makdish Nechasov. Somebody was Makdish his entire estate, all his assets. And within the Nechasim that he had animals that were roy to go on the Mizbeach. Zecharim unikevos, male animals and female animals. Rabbi Leizer says, Zecharim, the males, yimachru, you sell them, litzarche oilos, and you take the money that you get in exchange, Bezin sells it, the money that they get, they buy carbon oilos with. Vinikevos, dinikevos, yimachru, litzarche zivche shlomim, they sell, and they buy shlomims with. Vidmeim, and all the money, everything else that he was makdish, yiplum, shayin nechasel, bedekabayis. That's going to go to bedekabayis. So Rabbi Eliezer says that if somebody is makdish, all is nechasim, and within the nechasim he had things that were roy to go on the mizbeach, so even the things that were roy to go on the mizbeach are not kodesh kedushas haguf, they're not kodesh kedushas mizbeach, rather it's kodesh kedushas bedekabayis, because it's mashma that he wanted a uniform hektish to be chal on everything that he had. So he said gold, silver, copper, animals. The gold, silver, and copper are going to be kodesh kachri bedekabayis. There's nothing else you could do with it. So to the animals, even though technically they were right to be brought on the mizbeach, it's not going to be kodesh to go on the mizbeach, but it's going to be bedekabayis. Stating that, what you need to do is you need to sell it, You need to sell it, and ultimately buy. And when you get the money, you have to sell the animals, and the animals have to go. Letzarchei oilas. So again, you're going to sell it. You're going to sell it. No, carbon yachid. It doesn't have to be a carbon tzibor. Only carbon tzibor has to be from the machzor shekel. Right. So you're going to sell it. The money that you're going to get is going to go to bedek habayis. So ultimately, what the makdish wanted should happen is going to happen. But the animals that you're going to sell, you know, you're going to sell it to. You're going to sell it to someone who's coming to the Beis HaMikdash. He was menadav an oila, and he had the right. We spoke about the gift shop that they had in the Mokum HaMikdash. I'd like to buy an oila, so you sell it to you at a nice premium. But at least this animal's ultimately going to go to the Mizbeach. So even though the hektish is bedek habayis, and therefore the animal itself can't just be born in the Mizbeach, but rather you have to be paid, you have to sell the animal, take the money, and use it lebedek habayis, because that's what the das of the makdish was. But when you sell the animal, you can't just sell it to some cattle trader. But rather, you need to do is it has to ultimately end up going on the Mizbeach. Why does it have to end up going on the Mizbeach? Because it is Gemara Tmuru that we said. Hamatvis tmim lebedek habayis, kishahi niftin, eino niftin elo lemizbeach. Shekol haroi lemizbeach, ine yoitzim ide mizbeach lo'olam. So even though it's bedek habayis, so you're going to not take the animal, put it on the Mizbeach. You're going to sell it, take the money, fund bedek habayis, but the animal that you sell has to be sold to somebody that's going to use it on the Mizbeach. Because there's a halacha of ini yoitzim ide mizbeach lo'olam. There has to be some tzad Mizbeach, some kiyum of Mizbeach in this animal. This is on the tzad achulin, right? You're transferring. It's when you sell the animal, it's chulin. It's not even hektish anymore. But you have to sell this behemoth chulin to a person that's going to then turn around, be maktish it again, and use it letzarchi Mizbeach. But the point is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the animals themselves were never kaddish b'kedushas Mizbeach. They were only kaddish b'kedushas bedek habayis. That sheet is Rabbi Eliezer. Why the male's oila and the female shlomim? Because an oila had to be brought min azachar, and a shlomim had to be brought min anakeva. So you can't make the anakeva's oilas and the scharim shlomim, right? There's very specific halachas of what type of animals. You know, we daven through it really quickly, you know, when you're mavis edra. But there are very, very specific and detailed halachas. Just tell you one interesting thing. The kliyoker says that a carbon oila was always brought min azachar. A carbon chatas was always brought min anakeva. Why? So I once saw a very acute kliyaka. He said that who brings a carbon chatas? Somebody does an aver b'shege, right? Certain averes. Do an aver b'shege, bring a carbon chatas. Who brings a carbon oila? The Gemara says oila was mechaper on hirhure avera. So somebody had a hirhure to do an avera. He didn't do it. He had a machshava. He wanted to do an avera. He didn't do it. He controlled himself. So he brings a carbon oila. So he said the person bringing the chatas did the avera. He was weak. He had a Yetzirah, he couldn't overcome it, he was nichshel, he did the Avera. He was weak, he was like an Akeva, he was like a woman. So his carbon is an Akeva. The Oila, this guy had a machshava to do an Avera, but he was a Gibar, he was Kavish as Yetzirah. He's a Gibar, he was a Zachar, his animal is a Zachar. You'll never forget this. So, I'd say I'd put it on the Wednesday table.
You want to know why Barry's wife
is so that, so Rabbi Yezah, right. Oila, so Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Zacharim, that sheet is Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Shua says, "Scharim atzman yikrivu oilos." No, Rabbi Shua says, "I disagree. There's no reason to have to sell the animal, take the money, and use it to buy the kabayis. Let the animal go on the mizbeach. Why? Because even though he was makdish stam, but the things that were royal about the kabayis, he wanted to go to buy the kabayis. The things that he wanted to go to the mizbeach, he wanted to go to the mizbeach. Why would you say that? It's a gemara. Makdish shmim about the kabayis over basay. He didn't want to be over this asay, or even the ways to say like the gemara." Says, so certainly he wanted to go to Mizbeach. So therefore, but it's not so simple. The oilois, the scharin, which are oilois, are oilois. The nekevois, you would think, just bring us an animal that needs to be in a keva. Chatas or shlomim. Chatas he can't do because chatas is not bab in a dova. You have to be chayv a chatas in order to bring a chatas. But let's bring it as a shlomim. Shlomim can be brought in a keva. Oilois, in itself, you can't bring as a shlomim. You have to sell it. Sell it to someone who needs a shlamim, but you take the money, v'yavi b'dmeyim oilos. You'll take the money, you bring it as an oila. So if it's roila oila, just bring it as an oila. Kedushas kachim mizbeach. If it's not roila oila, then sell it to someone who needs a shlamim. He uses it as a shlamim, and you take the money, bring it as an oil. Why? The Gemara is going to learn that from a pasuk. That when a person is makdish something stam, even if his kavanah is kachim mizbeach, he always wants it to go to an oila. An oila was the best carbon. So he always wants oila. So if it's roila oila, bring it as an oila. If it's not roila oila, sell it, take the money, and buy an oila. But being that it
Why
was.
It's not roila oila.
Because it's in a keva. Right. A heard an interesting kliyakar. No, I'm joking. Right?
So they sell it. Let's go.
What's that? We're in a very good place right now.
When does they sell it? Hegdish has the money now, right? Yeah. How can Hegdish use that money to buy an oil?
What's that? No, you'll use the money. You can buy.
You can't use a Machzor Shekel. You have to use for Machzor Shekel.
Yachid. Machzor Shekel is only for carbon steel.
I understand.
I'll bring an oil as Yachid.
But who's I?
He's saying the money that you sold the animal with goes to
I donated it to... Right. I donated my cow. Hmm. The money goes back to Hegdish. How does Hegdish...
It's my animal. No, listen, it's my donation. I get a receipt. Right?
Saying give it back to the
mine.
Estate.
It's mine. Well, this is intense. He sells it.
No, you're saying the estate.
It says if I was...
The estate sells it.
Right. No, it's a good...
They get the money back.
It's a good question that he's asking. He's asking that if you gave the animal to Hegdish, Hegdish is going to sell the animal,
right.
Hegdish is going to get the money.
What are they going to do with it?
What are they going to do with it?
Right.
They can't bring an oilus yachid. Like, Hegdish brings carbonus seaborne.
Thank you.
Right. No, it's a good kasha. Absolutely. No, it's a good kasha.
And Cher calls you up.
I just don't want to have to do this tomorrow. So, I'm Rabbi Akiva. I'm not sleeping another night on this. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Roya ani es divi Rabbi Eliezer, divi Rabbi Yeshua. To me, it's a gefelt mech. I sheet as Rabbi Eliezer more than sheet as Rabbi Yeshua. She Rabbi Eliezer hishva es midosav. Rabbi Yeshua cholak. At least Rabbi Eliezer was consistent. He said it's all kedushas mizbeach. So if it's a zachar, sell it to someone who needs an oila, take the money, kach mizbeach. If it's an akeva, sell it to someone that needs a shlomim, take the money and buy it and use it for better gebayis. Rabbi Yeshua said it depends. If it's a zachar, bring it as a zachar. If it's an akeva, then sell it. So Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. Rabbi Yeshua is inconsistent. Amara papayas. Shemati is divrei shneim. I heard both of them, and I think that they're both right. Hamakdish beferish give Rabbi Eliezer. If he said mefurish that I want it to be kach mizbeach, then it's going to be like Rabbi Eliezer. No, if he spoke out mefurish, the animals said, I want to be makdish. He didn't just say, oh, my nechassim. I want to be makdish, my animals. I want to be makdish the gold, the silver, this, that, the stocks, bonds. And I also want to be makdish the animals. So then it's like Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be kodshe, kedushas, deka, bias. The Gemara will explain this. Va makdish stam, but if he just said stam without singling out the animals, then it's kediv Rabbi Yeshua, it's kodshe mizbeach, with the exception of the nekeva, that, again, it's kodshe mizbeach, but you have to sell it and buy an oil with it, and that in itself will go to shlomo. A makdish nechassim, vahe ben dvar merun legabi mizbeach. What if someone was makdish chasim to do with different things? Yenois, shmonim, oifois, right? Wine, oil, or birds. You sell it to someone who needs those things. You take the proceeds, you buy an oila. Everything goes by the gevais. Again, the Gemara is going to explain that last halacha. The Mishnah discussed, again, someone who was makdish as nechasim, and he had things that were roila karbonis. So the first Mishnah made a blanket statement. Have makdish nechasim vahaya behem dvarim ruin le karbonis sibor. Being that it was royal carbon seabor, you have a problem. You can't bring it as a carbon seabor. It wasn't brought for the Machzor Shekel. What do you do with it? Pay the wages for the employees, people that are working in the Beis HaMikdash. What if you had animals? Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Bishua. What if you had yayin, shemen, or oifis? That's the last halacha of the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the first halacha really discussing? Hamakdash l'karbon seabor? What is it talking about animals? That seems to be a machlikas Rebbe Eliezer Bishua. It's talking about oifis? That's the last halacha. Yayin and shemen means what is hamakdish nechas of ayyub and vayim rule karbon and sibor adding that wasn't already stated in the Mishnah? We have all the halachas, albeit with regards to the yachid, but the bottom line is all the halachas are already said in the Mishnah. So what's the ratio talking about? Reichen and amakitur. Excuse me, it's talking about the Keteris, like we said yesterday, the Moisa Keteris. That when we say you pay the workers, you give them the Keteris, it means people that came from Beis Aftinos. Right? It's talking about someone from Beis Aftinos who took it, who used to get Keteris in his char. He was then makdish it. Then the halacha is you could take the Keteris and use it to pay salaries. My time at the Ben Azai. Why? Why did it have to be that way? Because we spoke yesterday, because it was a halacha that Keteres had to be, the Pitoma Keteres, and the Keteres had to be crushed in a Klishores. And ordinarily, if somebody's just Makdish Keteres that he has, then it most likely wouldn't be Royal Keteres, because the Pitom wasn't done in a Klishores. So the only time it would work is if the person that was Makdish it had gotten the Keteres initially from Hekdish. Who got the Keteris initially from Hekdish? Beis Aftinos and the Beis Garmi. If he went ahead and he was Makdish it, now we can use it. Right, that's the whole cheshbon. Tiposeb umet mishal Beis Aftinos. Shalim leite beschorik teris. My time with the Benazai, sheheina Hekdish meschal lal malocha, elo al hamois. Benazai argued with Rabbi Akiva. Benazai said, you can't just go ahead and take the Moisa Keteris and pay up wages with it. You have to be mechal at first. Why? Because Benazai says that Hektish could be chal on something tangible, but it can't be chal. You can't be machal hektish on something intangible. Work is an action; it's intangible. It can't be machal hektish on a ma'isa malacha. Can be machal on mois, not on a ma'isa malacha. Tamat tanina. All right, we learned in the Mishnah. Yesh b'kachi bedek habayis. There are certain chumras, certain halachas we find in kachi bedek habayis that we don't find in kachi mizbeach. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Tmura. Number one, shestam ekdesh lesabedik abayis. If somebody is makdish something, stam, he doesn't specify whether he wants it to be kotche bedik abayis or kotche mizbeach. And obviously it's roi to be kotche mizbeach or roi to be bedik abayis. It's an animal. Stam ekdesh lesabedik abayis. The Gemara will say this is going according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer said in the Mishnah that if someone's makdish as nechasim and he had animals, it also goes to bedik abayis. Hektish bedik abayis chal lakol. Bedik abayis can be chal on anything, right? You can be makdish a vegetable, the bedik abayis. You can makdish anything, the bedik abayis. An animal, I mean, if kachim is beach, has to be something that's really like grova. Umoyal and begidulein. Another halacha. If you have kachim bedik abayis and it grows, the example is, let's say you have a tarnagoilus, chicken. And it lays an egg. That egg, is it kadosh or is it not kadosh? If the chicken was kachim mizbeach, it's not. There's no mi'ila deiraisa. If it was kachim bedek habayis, then it is. Additionally, kachim bedek habayis, the kohen can never benefit from. Whereas kachim mizbeach, very often, the kohen can benefit from. When does the kohen benefit from kachim mizbeach? Carbon. They brought the carbon, right? There were certain carbonists, exception of the yoyla, that he was able to enjoy some of. Amar b'chananyo, Rabbi Eliezer. This mission that said, the first halacha, stam hekdesh, is the bedek habayis, is Rabbi Eliezer. The tanin, we learned in our mishnah, makdesh chasav, voice mehem behema ruya gabim mizbeach, schar min akevois, Rabbi Eliezer. That said, if someone was makdish all his nechasim and he had animals that were roi l'mizbeach, afal pikein, it does, since he didn't specify that he wants it to be kodesh b'kodesh mizbeach, it doesn't go to the mizbeach. It has to be used l'tzarchi mizbeach, meaning you sell it to someone who needs a carbon. The buyer will have to use it to bring it on the mizbeach. In a yoytzim the mizbeach la'olam, that's the Gemara in Tmura Daflam Gimel. The money itself, however, that he's going to get for selling these animals is going to go to Bedek Habayis. So this Mishnah stam hektish lebedek habayis is shitas Rabbi Eliezer, which is a chiddush because the halacha is never like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was shamuti, was put in cheirim physically at the end of his life, and also his halachas were put in cheirim. The halachas never like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yechanan, but this stam Mishnah is clearly Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yechanan, time of Rabbi Eliezer. What's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Again, I don't have the pesukim here, but it says v'ish ki yaktish es beisoy kodesh l'Hashem. B'man an kayama. What are we talking about? In the base here, if we're talking literally someone who was makdish's house, kfarksev. If you see the pesukim, it's the next pasuk. V'imam makdish yigal es beisoy. Elo kian an kayamin. What is it referring to? B'makdish nechasov. The nechasim in his house, and it's referring to bedek habayis the pasuk. Mikanshes tamakdish is the bedek habayis. Ish ki yaktish es beisoy. If someone's makdish all the contents in his house, everything that he owns, everything in his house is going to go lebedek habayis. Even the things that were right to go on the mizbeach. That's the makar teshitas Rabbi Eliezer, who's the first sheet in our Mishnah, and that's the stam Mishnah in Tmura daf lamed gimel. Omer Rab Zera. Zera said, Rab Choyna b'shem Rab. Rab Choyna said in the name of Rab. B'ma pligin, b'makdish nechasov. This machlekes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, is dafka if he was makdish all his nechasim. Avo, meaning there were things that were only roy lebedek habayis, and there were things that could have gone lebedek habayis for the mizbeach. Avo ben makdish edroy. Let's say he was only makdish things that could go on the mizbeach, but he never spoke out mefurish that he wants it to go to the mizbeach. Then kulam moidi shuhu lemizbeach. Everyone's going to be moidi. Even Rabbi Eliezer's going to be going to the mizbeach. So if someone had 1,000 hours, I want to be makdish at lehektish. It was a stam hektish. He didn't say he wanted to go to Mizbeach. But being that they were all animals and everything was ready to go to Mizbeach, then everything goes to Mizbeach. The only time Rabbi Eliezer said his halacha of stam hektish lebedek habayis is if nichlal in the things that he was makdish were things that could only go lebedek habayis. So then we say that he meant it to be uniform, like Rabbi Kiva said, roya anis tibi Rabbi Eliezer. That's when it works. But otherwise, it doesn't. Otherwise, that's not the halacha. That is the first sheet. That was Rabbi Zera. Rabbah said Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, Rav Bosan, the name of Rav Chuna, said the name of Rav, but Matt Pligin, no, to the contrary. They're arguing b'makdish edre. The machlokes is dafko when somebody was makdish is eder. Avo b'makdish nechasav, the other way. If he was makdish, all is nechasav, kulam ha-moidish, lebedek habayis. Even Rabbi Yeshua is going to be moida, that it's lebedek habayis. So clearly there's a svara to be machalik between makdish edroy and makdish kol nechasav. The question is how exactly it plays out in the sugya. That's the Gemara. Al daiti the Rab Zera, zok the Gemara. Koin to Rab Zera, nicha. Vekasha al the Rabba. Behema loy the mizbeachi. Gemara says in Svara, this is Yerushalmi's way of saying this, in Svara, Reb Zera's shita would seem to be a little bit more reasonable. Why should Reb Eliezer say if someone was makdish a bunch of animals that it should go to Bedek Abayis? I know he didn't speak it Amafurish, but still, why shouldn't it not go to Mizbeach? It would make more sense that Reb Eliezer would have only said his halacha where you were makdish all near Nechasim, including in which were things that were going to go to Bedek Abayis. So therefore, everything goes to Bedek Abayis. So the Gemara just says, in Svara seems to be a little bit more mistaber that way. So the Gemara, no. Behema, the Mizbeach. Behema is usually going to Mizbeach. Falama sasam ayish azeh. Right? Why was he soisim? Why didn't he speak out mefurish that he wants to go on Mizbeach? By not saying him mefurish, okay. There's a few commas there. But by not saying, the point is, you're right, he was mafrish, he was makdish only animals, and all the animals are ready to go to Mizbeach. And usually when someone's makdish, an animal goes to Mizbeach. So from that perspective, it should go to Mizbeach. But there's a flip side. The flip side is, if it's so obvious that it's going to Mizbeach, why didn't he just say the Mizbeach? By him not saying the Mizbeach, creates a little suspicion that maybe that's not what his intention was. And it's there where Rabbi Yeshua's shita would be that, Rabbi Eliezer's shita would be, according to Rabbah, that even if you were makdish your edroi, and there are no other nechasim that are going to Bedek Abayis, even then, if you didn't speak out lemizbeach, which you should have, it was a very obvious omission, therefore it doesn't go to mizbeach, but rather goes to Bedek Abayis. Okay, these are the svaras. Third shita is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, loy, shanya. No, there's no chiluk at all. Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira both agreed that there is a chiluk lahalacha between a makdish kol nechasov and a makdish edroi. Kol nechasov, this for sure thing is going to Bedek Abayis. Makdish edroi, everything is roi to go to mizbeach. Rabbi Yechanan said there's no chiluk at all. Loi shanya. He ha makdish nechasov. He ha makdish edroi. He ha machlekes. That's a nice brisk zog. But the point is that he. Right. So he ha makdish everything. It's all the same. Rab Chuna the shame Rab. Right. It's interesting. You know, Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael and he lived in Bavel. Right. He started his life. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Right, the Gemara, right? He was a Talmud of Yehuda Nasi, who was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, and then eventually he moved to Chutz Laaretz, he moved to Bavel. The Gemara says, Michi Asa Rav LeBavel. So it's interesting that Rav, you see, it's quoted in Talmud Bavli everywhere. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, I'm Rav Huna Marav, all those Talmidim were all the players in Talmud Bavli were Rav's Talmidim. But you see, he's quoted in Yerushalmi, he has like a whole new, right? Rav Huna B'Shem Rav, Rav Bob B'Shem Rav. He lived in, from the Yerushalmi. He has his Yerushalmi Talmidim and he has his Bavli Talmidim. I just thought it was interesting. Anyway, so Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav, Rav Avo.
Lakewood East?
Some people find things like that interesting. Rav Avo. You can take it up afterwards if you want. Supposed to shake your head. Rav Avo B'Shem Rav Yochanan. Thank you. Rav Avo B'Shem Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan only lived in Eretz Yisrael, by the way. Rav Avo B'Shem Rav Yochanan. Kodshe bedek habayis, shepoidon tmimim. Kodshe bedek habayis, that you were poida, without it having a mum. Yatzuluchule. Alright, so very quickly, the next takdama. Kodshe mizbeach, you can't be poida. So if somebody has an animal, he says, I want this to be an oila. And then you say, you know something? I don't want it to be an oila. I want to be poida. So I'll redeem it, and I'll take the money, give the money to Hekdesh yourself. You can't do it. You're not allowed to be poida Hekdesh. When could you be, you can't be poida kodshe mizbeach. When could you be poida kodshe mizbeach? If it has a mum. Kodshim Mizbech that has a mum is what's called Psulei HaMikdashim. Right? That's what Psulei HaMikdashim is. Kodshim Mizbech that has a mum. Kodshim Mizbech that has a mum, you could be poida. Stating that, there's a Mishnah in Becheres Tafidalam and Aleph that's important to this sugya that discusses two types of kodshim that has a mum. Will make a lot of sense. There's an animal that has a mum where the hektish was kodam lemumon. And then there's an animal that has a mum, where the mum was kodim lekdesham. So what does hektish kodim mumah mean? You were makdish an animal, it was a regular kosher animal. Then, 3 days later, it got a mum. Being that the hektish, when it was chal on an animal that was roi lakrov, it was a kosher animal. So we say that even after it gets its mum, it has a higher level of kedusha. Then there's kachin that has a mum that was kodam mum lekdesham. You had an animal that was missing a leg, and you were makdish it lemizbeach. So we say it's a chiddush that it's even chal the hektish. The Gemara is going to say, why is it even hektish? But there we say it's chal kachin mizbeach. But being that it was never roy to go on the mizbeach, it had a mum from day one, so its level of kedusha is a little bit shvacher. One of the nafkaminas between kachin mizbeach that has a mum with regards to whether the mum came first or the hektish came first, is what happens after you paid it. Again, you can't be paid the regular kach mizbech. Kach mizbech that has a mum is psulei mikdashim. You could be paid it, but there's an afkamina lalacha if it got the mum first, got the hektish first. My afkamina, when you paid it, what happens to it? If it had its mum first, then when you paid it, it's yotzel chulin. It's regular chulin. If the hektish was chal first, so even though it's psulei mikdashim because now it has a mum, which allows me to be poided, but being that the level of kedusha is on a higher level, so therefore, even when I poided, it's not yotzel chulin legamri. The Gemara says, what about bedek habayis? Could I be poided bedek habayis? So the Gemara says that just like you could be poided kotche mizbeach that has a mum, for the same reason, I could be poided kotche bedek habayis. Why? So there's a little bit of alumnus over here. Why could I be poided? What's the difference between being poided kotche mizbeach and kachim mizbeach that has a mum? Because regular kachim mizbeach is roy to go on the mizbeach. What is pidyon? Pidyon means this is kaddish. So you say, yeah, I don't want this to be kaddish. So I take out the $20 bill and I transfer the kedusha onto the $20. Right, that's what I do. From hektish's perspective, what's the difference? What's the difference if it's this or if it's that? But let's say this was an animal. The animal was supposed to go on the mizbeach. Now I go ahead and poid it. I take out $20 and I say, I want the kedusha to be on the $20. So there's a material effect that's happening. I had something that was supposed to go on the mizbeach and now I have $20, which is something that I can buy to maybe bring on the mizbeach. So therefore, being that the thing is Kaddish, but Kedusha is a goof, it's intrinsically Kaddish. You can't be paid to something that's intrinsically Kaddish. But when something is Kachim is Beach, but it has a mob, I can't bring the thing on the Mizbeach. So what really is Kaddish? It's its value that's Kaddish. It's what we spoke at in the Hakdama. It's Kachim is Beach, but it's only Kedusha's Domin. Because in it itself can't go on the Mizbeach. It's only Kedusha's Domin. The Kedusha's Domin, I could transfer. That's the lumnus. Kachim Beidem is Bedaka Bias, even if it doesn't have a mum, it was an animal, is the same technically as kachim is beach that has a mum, where the kedusha really lies in the value. If the kedusha lies in the value, so therefore I'd be able to be paid. It's Rabbi Yochanan said that even though kachim is beach, you can only be paid if it has a mum, psulei hamikdashim, but kachim bedaka bias. She poid unto him. He had an animal that was kaddish b'kedushas bedek habayis. Had you have it, either according to Rabbi Yeshua, you were makdish kol nechasav, or makdish edroi, according to those amiram. Well, stop. You said specifically, I want it to be kaddish bedek habayis. But you could do it. So, I mean, it's possible. So she poid unto him, yatzal lechulin. Over here, even if it's a tomim, you'll be able to be poided. It's going to go lechulin. So the Gemara says, masnisa namar kein. It's mafurish mishnah. Where's this mishnah? It's in mechiris. It's the mishnah we just talked about. Kadam mumal ekdesham or kadam ekdesham lemuman. It says vladam. If you had kachim mizbeach that had a mum, and the mum was there at the time that you were makdashit, so then it's psulei mikdashim on the level that if you're poided, it goes l'chulin. And the Gemara's assumption is that bedek habayis should be no different than kachim mizbeach shekodam mumon lehekteshon. Rav Chizki b'shem Rav Chizda said, no, you can't say that. Tipasa shepadat mimah v'humamu. If your makar is the halach of halacha psulei hamikdashim at the end of the day has a mum. So if at the end of the day has a mum, all you see from that mishnah is that you could be poida kachim mizbeach when it has a mum. So you can't prove from there, you can't learn a halacha from there regarding kachim bedek habayis that doesn't have a mum. So even though in svar you want to argue that kachim mizbeach with Adamum should be similar to Kachim Bedek Habayis with Adamum should be similar to Kachim Mizbeach with Amum. But at the end of the day, die you love him and Adin Lias Kanadan. And if your Makar is Kachim Mizbeach, and Kachim Mizbeach, you can only be Poida if it has Amum. Kachim Bedek Habayis, you'll only be able to be Poida if it has Amum as well. Rabbi Yosef Hashem, Rabbi Chizda Masnis Omer Kain. I'll prove to you from the Mishnah over there, at least, that Kachim Bedek Habayis with Amum you can be Poida. Because it says vladam v'chalban asar, and that when you're poided it's yoytzel lechulin gamri. Because it says vladam v'chalban asar lacha pidyonim. It says kachem mizbeach, where the hektish was there before the mum. The halacha is that if you're poided it, it's not yoytzel lechulin gamri, which would imply at least the kachem bedek habayis where the hektish was there before the mum. If you're going to be poided it would be yoytzel lechulin gamri. Chizkiyah, we have to go right. I'm sorry. Not, but Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yosa, Kachim bedek habayis, shepadon tumimit. I'm happy. Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yosa, Kachim bedek habayis, shepadon tumimit yotzel lechulin. Again, Chizki held like the first shita. Who was that? Rabbi Yochanan. That Kachim bedek habayis even if it doesn't have a mum, he can be poyedit, and it goes l'chun l'gamrin. He says, I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah. Geshmak araya. Something geshmak. In tema lo yotze l'chulin, hey, kachim is be'ach, cholin al kachim b'edek abayis. What was Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the Mishnah? Or even Rabbi Yeshua in the second case, by the oila, by the nekeva. What's Rabbi Eliezer Shita? Someone's makdish olz nechasim, he had animals. Everything's chal, kachim is be'ach. So what do you do with it? You have to sell it. Whoever buys it is going to have to, you sell it, take the money, go to b'edek abayis, and the person that buys it is going to have to use it for a carbon because any yotzim is a mizbech le'olam. The question is, how's he going to make it kachay? How's he going to make it kachay mizbech? He bought something that had kedusha, had kachay b'edek abayis. How's he suddenly making it into kachay mizbech?
You can't up the level.
He has to be put. You can no. You can't up it. Right? Ain't hektish chalal hektish. So obviously, what's going to have to happen is there's going to be some sort of pidyon. Why didn't the Mishnah say anything about pidyon? You know why the Mishnah didn't say anything about pidyon? Because the sale itself, the transaction. When I sold you the animal, you gave me the money. Your money was chulin. My animal was hektish. It automatically became padoy. There was no mum. No one said anything about wait for it to get a mum and then sell it. Vice dice, you could be poida, kachay b'edek abayis, even if it doesn't have a mum. Our Mishnah is a raya. Again, in tema lo yotze l'chulin, if you're going to tell me that kachay b'edek abayis, that's an animal, could be kenako l'chulin with kenako l'chulin, hey kachay mizbech, hold on, I'll kachay b'edek abayis. When you sell the animal to the person that needs it to bring a carbon, how does the, where's the transfer of kedusha? Bale mumin, period. This is Givaldic, two dots. No, it's period. Bale mumin, kotche mizbeach, cholalein. Another halacha. We said that's the Mishnah Bechiris. Somebody has an animal that's a bal mum. Really, every line is like a, it's ridiculous. Somebody has an animal that is a bal mum. And you are makdish at the kotche mizbeach. We said before, it's chal kedusha. It's chal kedusha. You have to be paid it. You could be paid it. It's a tzulchulin. Feita gemara laida mila in English. What kind of kedusha is chal? If it's about mum, it's not roi. I think that might be the winner. If it's you can't do anything with it, so the inyan what is there a kedusha, right? Laida mila. So the gemara says legiza ulavoida. There's still going to be an iser to shear the wool. There's going to be iser to do avoida with it. You're right. It's not kedush kachim mizbeach with regards to putting it on the mizbeach. It has a bal mum. It had the mum when the hektish was chal. But there is some level, some little bit of kedusha that's there. So there are some halachas. Another halacha. Hifrish nekeva loy lasai. We said before that an oila had to be a zachar. So what if somebody was mafrish nekeva for an oila? Ula pischai, or a peskar. Pesach had to be a zachar. Ula shamin. Asham also had to be a zachar. So you have a nekeva, I'm sorry, you have an oila, pesach, and an asham that all are bamin a zachar, and you decided that you wanted to be bamin a nekeva. So what's the shayla? Is it oisa tmura? Or is it not Oysa Tumura? So what's the halach of Tumura? So Tumura is a Masechta in Shas, right? Masechta is Tumura. So it's a passage in the Torah. It says somebody had a V'mehema Sheyakrim and a Karbon Hashem. Somebody has an animal that's Kaddish, right? He says, Harezu Oyla. So he has an Oyla. Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomer Oysoi Toibara Oyrabi Toiv. The halach is, a person is not allowed to wake up the next day and say, you know something? I don't want this animal to be my Oila, I'd rather that animal be the Oila. So he says, I'm switching the Kedusha from this onto that. Terry says, you're not allowed to say that. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomiroisei. Toiv b'ra rabatai. It doesn't matter if you're upgrading it or if you're downgrading it. Either way, it's a lav in the Torah. Vim yomir, yomir behema b'behema. Let's say you went ahead and did do it. The halacha is, v'hayahu ut murasai yekodesh. They're both kodesh. It's parasha of tmura. And there's a whole mesechta tmura. 34 blot. Right, I have it here, the Flam Adalid. That, from the more difficult mesechtas in Shas, that deal with these halachas of tmura. So now the halach is that tmura is only chal on kachim mizbeach. There's no tmura on kachim b'edek abayis. It's chal on kachim mizbeach. Something that's not only is the chal on kachim mizbeach, that's kodesh kedushas ha-guf. That it's actually roi going to mizbeach, not kachim mizbeach. That's only kaddish kedushas damin. So zok gemara hifrish nekeva loy lasoi lepischa lashamoi. So you took a nekeva, you mafresh it for an oil pesach harasham. Now an oil pesach harasham would be kachim mizbeach. The problem is it's a nekeva. So is it chal kachim mizbeach kedushas agov so that there's a parish of tamura or not? Three shittas. So the Tanakhama says oisa tamura. Yeah, it's chal kedushas agov kachim mizbeach. And there's a parish of tmura. So if you do tmura, vayahu tmura siya kodesh, etc. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda Omer. There's a parish of tmura.
But what's with this one?
They're both Kaddish.
Both.
What do you do with it? Well, that's a good question. What do you do with it? But it's Kaddish at least. Can't be Makrovit, but it is Kaddish. Rab Shimon, the Oila, the Mafresh Nekeval Oila is Chal, but the one for Pesach and Hashem, not the Gemara is going to explain why. Third sheet, Rab Shimon, Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rab Shimon, so the last two of Rab Shimon, which will get confusing in the Gemara later, says, Lo Ilasa Lepischa Ula Shamai, Enoi Oisa Tmura. None of them are chal. So either everything is, or nothing is, or the middle sheet is the oila yeah, the pesach and the hashem not. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. What's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? I skipped a line. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Shimon in the middle sheet, shekem atziva nekeva, but oif ksheru lava oila. Even though a nekeva ordinarily can't be oila, but an oila sa oif could be a nekeva. So if you're bringing a bird for whatever reason, then it could be a nekeva. So nekeva has a shaychis to an oila. So therefore, as it relates to tmura, it's enough shaychi that it's chal kedushas agof. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, time Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, the third shita, in mimbe minay hu chalak alav, kolshke mimbe she'ena minay. Eza mimbe minay, I have another Rabbi Shimon, and based on that, I can make a kavachem to this halacha. What's this halacha? Kadad etani, asham ben shana, an asham that needed to be a ben shana, vehevi ben shtayim, it had to be 1 year old, you brought an Asher that was 2 years old. Sometimes the age matters. Karban Pesach, right? Bench time, it had to be 2 years old. Maybe Ben Shalish, you brought one that was 3 years old. Lo Yotza. So the halacha is, if there's no halacha of Tmura. So if there's no halacha of Tmura, if you got the right gender, you just, the age is off. The Kal V'chomer, if you were mafresh in a keva when you needed a zachar, it's certainly not going to work. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shimon the Rabbi Yeshua shneim amru davar echad. Kamad Rabbi Yeshua amar. Just like Rabbi Yeshua said, nekeva la'oila loy kitcha ele hekdish damim. Just like Rabbi Yeshua said that when someone's mafresh in a keva la'oila, it's not chal kedushas agov. It's only chal kedushas damim. Where do you see that? Because in Tamar, no, Kain Reb Shimon Amar, Nekeva Lo'ilu Lo'kitcha, Elo Hektish Dama. So to Reb Shimon over here, the second Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda, the name of Reb Shimon, holds that the oil, Mafresh Nekeva Lo'ilu, is Eino Yisra Tamura. Where do you see the Rabbi Yeshua held that? In our Mishnah. Because in Tamar, Kodesh Kedushas Aguf, Yiru, Atkan. So, right, everything one line. So what's the Kasha? Rabbi Yeshua said in our Mishnah that Makdish Kol Nechasav, and there were animals, it all goes on Mizbeach. However, the Nekeva you have an issue with. What's the issue with the Nekeva? Because the Nekeva has, there's a halacha that a person when he's makdishes animal stam lekachem is beach, he wants it to be an oila, because an oila is the mufresh of the behemoth, it's the best behemoth. How do you make a Nekeva into an oila? So he says, very simple, sell it. A mafresh Nekeva la oila, if it's chal kedushas aguf, in yin tmura, this machlik is tanom over here, then you shouldn't be able to just sell it. You can't just sell kedushas aguf. You have to wait until it gets a mum. When it has a mum, then you're going to go ahead and sell it. So from the fact that he said, you could sell it right away without waiting until it gets a mum. So you see that a mafresh in the cave of the oila doesn't have kedushas aguf. It's as if it would have had a mum, where it's only kedushas damim. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is beshitas Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Right? In tema kacha kedushas aguf, yiru, he should have said, wait for it to get a mum. Give it over to the shepherd and let him wait till it has a mum. Omer Rabbi said, any roya sivir Rabbi Shimon by Pesach. I don't agree with Rabbi Shimon by Pesach. Meaning, everyone agreed, both Rabbi Shimons said that a mafresh in the cave of the Pesach, Ula Asham is Eino Yisra Tamura. There's no Kedushas Aguf. The Shaila over here is with regards to the Oila. So Rebbe said, I don't agree with him with regards to Pesach. I hold that it's Chal Kedushas Aguf if you're Mafreshon Kevel of Pesach. Why? Says a Geshmaka Vart after learning Psachim. Shamoisa Pesach Bashlamim. We know that Pesach can become a Shlamim sometime. So Pesach has a shaychus to an akeva. Just like the oil you said has a shaychus to an akeva, because oil as a oif can be ba an akeva. Pesach also has a shaychus, because it's ba. Sometimes the Pesach becomes a shlamim, and the shlamim is ba an akeva. Velema, so the Gemara asks for the same price. Velema in ani roya stivir Rabbi Shimon ba'asham. If that's the case, if he's stelling to the halacha of Moisa Pesach shlamim, he should have said the same halacha regarding the asham. Sha Moisa asham ba oil. The halacha is if you have a Moisa asham, you have an asham, you don't know what to do with. Someone needed an asham, he was mafresh. An Asham and it got lost, and there's mafresh another Asham, now he found the first Asham. You have a Moser Asham. What do you do with it? It's Ba'ila. Okay, so you see, an Asham now has a Shaychas to an Oila. And you told me that an Oila is Oisa Tmura because Oila Sa'if is Bab in a Keva. So if someone's mafresh in a Keva, La Asham, this should be Chal Kedusha Zagov, because even though the Asham itself can't be Bab in a Keva, but an Asham could become an Oila. And even though an oil also can't be a bum in a keva, but an oil sarif can be a bum in a keva. So you have a tzad in a keva for an asham. So why is that not chal any kedusha sagof? Why is it eno isa tmura? Am Rabbi Abin, Rabbi Abin said, no, very pashtachilik. In hektish pesach ba shlamim gufekar shlamim, very different. Moiser Pesach Shlomen, the Pesach itself is going to be Bar Shlomen. But in Hektish Asham Ba Oila, in Gufa Karav Oila, in itself doesn't become Oila. What happens if you have a Moiser Asham? You have to let it get a mum, sell it, take the money, and buy an Oila. Kitzam Azbech. But the point is that in it itself is not Ba Oila. So where the Pesach itself is Bar Shlomen, that's more of a Shaychis. Where the Asham itself is not Ba Oila, that's less of a Shaychis. Mau Kadun, okay. Mahu kadon. What's this machlikas talian? Do you say again? Mafresh nekeva lePesach. So in the Mishnah, both Reb Shimon's hold that it's eino yisatmura because the keva Pesach has to be a zochei binekeva. Can't be in a cave, it's not chalon ikdush zagof. Rebbe said, ain't any roya stivri Reb Shimon, because moise pasach ishlamim. What's the nafkemina? Ha hei nomar hektish, stomim hektish, ve hei nomar hektish kufay hektish. The shayla is, do you say that because moise pasach ishlamim, so it's chalon ikdush zagof? Or do you say, although moise pasach is bashlamim, but this animal itself can't be brought, if this animal was messed up, meikara, because you were makdish it as a pesach, so even though it's a tzad shlamim, it's still only chalon ikdush zagof. Just last Gemara, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon and Lokish. Time with Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah said again, Hamakdish Nechos of Stam, and there were things that were royal Mizbeach, it's Chal Kedushas Mizbeach. However, only the Scharim are ultimately going to be able to go on the Mizbeach. The Nekevis won't be able to go on the Mizbeach. Why not? Because even though your Kavanah was Kachim Mizbeach, your Kavanah was Oila, and a Mafrish Nekevah Oila can't go to a Mizbeach. An Oila has to be a Zachar. But at the same time, it's Chal Kedushas Damim. So what do you do with it? You sell it. Just like it's ain't no tmura, it's only kedushas damim. You sell it, you take to someone who needs to bring a shlamim, and you take the money and you buy with it an oila. So where did he get this halacha from? Mechatesi. Maybe the makdish wanted the scharim to be oilas, and then a kevis to be a shlamim. Well, how do we know that he wanted everything to be an oila? So learn that from a pasuk. Reb Zeir b'Shem Reb Shimon Lakish. This is the easy part of the daf. Time with the Reb Yeshua. I told you it gets easier. Time with the Reb Yeshua. And say that. Dabra lahar vel bano vel kol bnei Yisrael v'yamart aleim ish mi beis Yisrael v'goymer ashe yakriv l'Hashem lo'oyla. So we learn from it that when a person brings a korban, he always wants it to be an oyla. Hakol korv lo'oyla. L'rtsoinchem tomim zachar. Right, that's the end of the pasuk. Minayin to fill in the kevus. How do you know even in the kevus? Maybe only the things that are right to be an oyla he wants to be an oyla. Even the things that are not right to be an oyla. Tamad loyma babakar l'rabois. It says babakar is a loshen riboy. It's marba even in the kevus. Freit the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak bei Rab Eliezer Shal. Ksiv zachar vat amrit babakar l'rabois and the kevus. Utekavase. Why don't you say the same thing? Ksiv tamim vat amrit babakar l'rabois balimumen. Why are we not marba balimumen as well? Let tamim be marba balimumen. Might be neyoin. Rav Omar shifta de katkada beneim. So some expression he said that. It's the distance between the two threads when you weave. That's how big a difference there is. The bottom line is, he's saying that there's a very big difference. You want babakar to be marba nekeva, is that makes sense? The nekeva, at least, bakar is talking about a kosher animal. So it's marba, other kosher animals. Not only scharim, even nekevas. But you want bakar to be marba bali mumin, mechatesi. A boom is not a kosher animal, so it's not going to be marba bali mumin.